Welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles, the Kids Talk way. This is Maren Schmidt. In previous sessions, we've talked about the child's need to belong and how a child's behavior is directed towards getting this emotional connection of belonging. We've talked about how a child's behavior is driven by four unconscious goals: contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. Let's look now at how we can help our children in meeting the goal of protection. Meeting our children's goal of protection begins with accepting and respecting feelings. When the child's goal of protection is met, we see a child who is both assertive and forgiving. But the child who lacks a sense of protection is fearful and distressed. This child may act out by taking revenge and trying to hurt others. Most of all, the child who feels unprotected feels unloved. When our kids feel loved and have this emotional connection of protection, we see children who are happy, cooperative, self-motivated, assertive, and self-aware. One important way we can help our children feel like they are protected is to accept and respect their feelings. It can be easy to dismiss children's feelings. Children can be overly dramatic or use vague or incorrect words to describe emotions. We can be caught off guard by their emotional outburst and respond with phrases such as, "You're not hungry, you just ate. You're not hot, the air conditioner is running. Don't say you hate your sister, that's an awful thing to say." Hearing their feelings dismissed, though, can undermine our children's goal of protection in two ways. First, it can lead children to not trust their feelings. And secondly, our dismissal of their feelings can keep them from learning to express emotions appropriately. In short, when we dismiss our children's feelings, they may sense that they are not respected, not accepted, and therefore not protected. How can we accept and respect feelings? Here's a four-part tip. Listen quietly and attentively. Turn off the television, radio, cell phone, and computer, and give your child your full attention. Listen and refrain from giving advice, judging, asking questions, pitying, psychoanalyzing, or taking sides. Simply listen. Acknowledge the child's feelings with just a word. Using only a word or two, for example, or "I see," helps our children feel that we are hearing and connecting with what they are saying and feeling. I've also found nodding with steady eye contact acts as an understanding word. Give the feeling a name. For example, "That sounds frustrating. You must be upset. You must feel happy about that." Also, we can work on giving our children an emotional vocabulary. Give the child's wishes and fantasy when the request is not practical. For example, "I wish you could wear your pajamas to school. I wish we all could wear our pajamas to school." Here's a story about three-year-old Andrea. Andrea was upset and in tears about having to take turns on the tree swing at our house. I listened to her cry and exclaim that it wasn't fair. I looked Andrea in the eye and said, "I think you'd like to swing all day." Andrea nodded through her hiccups. "It's frustrating to take turns with your brothers." Andrea nodded again. "I wish I could build another swing, Andrea, just for you, so you could swing and swing and swing. I'd write your name on that swing with pink and silver letters, and you could swing all day long." Andrea wiped her face and gave me a quick smile. Up she jumped and ran to get a ball. Feelings acknowledged, crisis over. Using these four steps shows our children that we accept and respect their feelings. Actions intended to harm are what we should not accept or condone. A child might be angry and express hatred or a desire to do harm. We can respond with, "I see you're upset with your brother. Use your words to tell him what you want. Remember, we use our words to solve problems." There are other ways to help our children meet their goal of protection, but remember this. Meeting our children's goal of protection begins with accepting and respecting feelings. Time to put this into action. Think of a recent high emotion incident with your child. How was this incident related to your child not meeting the goal of protection? Using our four-step technique, write out the wording you could have used to accept and respect your child's feelings in that moment. Make a comment below and let me know. For more put it into action ideas, head on over to MarinSchmidt.com, where you have lots of resources available as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Marin Schmidt wishing you joyful relationships with children.